Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another audio magic boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about putting a message, feeling into your magic. Of course, magic being an art form, when you want to perform, you want to portray some kind of feeling, some kind of message in your performance. Especially that's what I like to do. Because like any kind of art form, you want to invoke some kind of emotion in the audience. And how to go about doing that. Now, of course, it's easy with magic just to say that I want to put in emotion of surprise or magic or impossibility. But there's much more that you can do into it. For example, like a movie. A movie can touch different kinds of emotions, from fear to sad to emotional loss, gain. But can you do that with your magic? And I think it can be done, and I've seen it done many times. And when you do your routining, you want to work more into the routine other feelings rather than just surprise and shock. By doing that, you can put in stories, a message, something that will make the audience, of course, feel the magic, but also have a deeper emotion and deeper connection. And I think this is one way you can really improve the magic that you're doing. If the audience can get more of a deeper feeling out of the magic, they will remember the magic better, and your magic will have a stronger impact on them. And not only is it better artfully, but it could also be better for you professionally if the audience is getting more out of the show than just, oh, wow, that was impossible. But if they can talk about it in a more deeper, well, that was impossible, but it was touching, it was whatever they want to do, it's going to be stronger for you, and it's going to be stronger for them, and it's going to have more value for them in their lives, because art, any kind of art, is trying to give some value. The artist is portraying some kind of feeling, something they want to give to the audience that will last longer than a few moments. And if you can do that with your magic, it's a lot better. Anyways, just a little thought that I wanted to talk about today. How do you feel about putting other feelings? And what do you do to go through to put more deeper feelings into your magic? I would like to know. Please let me know. You can send me an email at aaron@aaronjones.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic. On Facebook, also Aaron Jones Magic. Google Buzz, magicelvis@gmail.com. Or on my website at www.aaronjones.com. Until the next Magic Audio Boo, take care and have a good one.